Part 3, The Power to Create, The Power to Destroy. What is the force that determines what we try or fail to try to accomplish in our lives? It's our beliefs. Beliefs about what we're capable of, about what's possible or what's impossible, about who we are as people. In the Haitian cultures, a person's belief is the deadly power of the witch doctor, quote, pointing the bone. This can indeed cause death. But the real killer is simply the sense of certainty, the belief that the witch doctor has total power over our body. And when we have that level of certainty, our body responds accordingly. In your own life, do you have a set of negative expectations? What effects have they had on your life, if you have any? What are some of the most empowering beliefs, by contrast, that have really positively shaped your life? What new positive expectations could you set yourself up with right now that could change the way you think, the way you feel, the decisions you make, and what you're willing to try day to day? For thousands of years, it was known that no human being could run a 4-minute mile. It was physically impossible. Yet Roger Bannister shattered this belief when he ran a 3:59 mile. Now, how did he do it? He started by practicing in his mind's eye. He repeatedly visualized his triumph so intensely that his emotional certainty gave him an unquestioned command to his nervous system, and he finally achieved physically the results that he had matched in his mental picture. Falling in Bannister's stride and believing that they too could do it, within 1 year, several other people duplicated this feat when no one had done it in thousands of years. What barrier do you need to burst through? What's your 4-minute mile? What do you perceive as being impossible today that if you were certain it was possible, you'd find the way to achieve it? What's a belief that if you changed it, it would change not only your life, but the lives of those around you as well? For most of my life, I've asked myself a question. Why do people do what they do? And the answer is simple. It's all a matter of their beliefs. As crazy as it may sound, if people believe that drilling holes in their heads will cure sickness, they'll do it. And by the way, they have. And they'll do it whether that belief is well-founded or not. If, by contrast, someone believes that their happiness in life depends upon helping others to be happy, then they'll be equally driven to do that. Beliefs make the difference between a lifetime of misery and one of joyous contribution. Beliefs are what separate a Mozart from a Manson, causing some individuals to become heroes while others resign themselves to wondering what they could have been. What beliefs are at work in the actions of those around you? What beliefs are shaping their lives? For that matter, what beliefs do you share with your colleagues or your children or your parents? What's a new belief that if you adopted it today, it would open up a whole new set of possibilities for your life? Beliefs have the power to create and the power to destroy. Because of their amazing influence on our lives, we must understand 3 challenges. Number 1, most of us do not consciously decide what we're going to believe. We just kind of pick up our beliefs along the way, and yet they shape how we think, how we feel, and what we do every moment of our lives. Number 2, often our beliefs are based on misinterpretations of past events. And number 3, once we adopt a belief, we tend to consider it gospel. We look for ways to back it up, to reinforce it, to be even more certain about it, and we forget that it's only one perspective that we've adopted some time ago. Do you have any beliefs that you take for granted to be true? What are some of the contrary beliefs that might also be true? How would your life be different if you really adopted the opposite view?